Some churches, Right to Life of Michigan, and other groups now have 180 days to get more than 340,000 valid signatures. Their measure would outlaw the abortion procedure known as dilation and evacuation, or D&E. The procedure is most commonly used in the second trimester. If the group gets enough signatures, the state legislature would first have a chance to pass the measure into law without the governor's signature. Genevieve Marnin is with Right to Life of Michigan. She says they spoke with lawmakers and think they would adopt the measure.
That is our preferred course, simpler that way.
Opponents of the petition say this is an attempt to erode women's right to choose in the state. I'm Shayna Roth in Lansing.